Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Paul Miller is a bank analyst for FBR. And to both Tom and I, Paul, the most interesting thing so far that we have seen in these reports is that JPMorgan Chase reported lower lending, and Jamie Dimon making a point in his statement of saying that it's down across the industry, and then Wells Fargo comes out and reports loans were higher.
Yeah, I know. I mean, these are big balance sheets, and so, you know, and I also think that there's probably a little more economic activity probably on the west side of the country versus the east side. But saying all that, I think Wells Fargo has been very aggressive with pricing, and probably J.P. Morgan's backed out of the market a little bit. I think that's really what it is. You're not going to see much difference, I think, in these giant balance sheets because they're just really derivative calls on the overall U.S. economy and GDP growth.
Well, that's where I've been going, and Mike's heard me talk about this twice this morning. These banks, all banks, are really slaves to nominal GDP. Are they essentially managing to tread water, waiting for economic growth? Or are they supposed to be more aggressive?
You know, I believe they're probably being more aggressive than I would like to see. And I think because they feel they need to show some growth to maintain their multiples and,
yeah,
and whatnot. But the bottom line is they're being managed down the utilities. The regulators are really coming down hard on these guys and pretty much almost telling them how to underwrite certain loans. So, you know, that's one of our frustrations with trying to value these things is because I just don't think they can grow faster than the economy without stealing market share. And stealing market share means you got to underprice your competitor.
Paul Miller with us from FBR. Mr. Dimon and Ms. Lake out with headlines now. We'll give those 2 years they come on. Mr. Dimon says he won't speculate on splitting the chairman and the CEO role. And also some discussion of Jamie Dimon's office space involving his wife. We'll have to parse those headlines out as well. Mr. Dimon says mortgage underwriting is still too tight.
Well, that doesn't seem to be as much of a problem for Wells Fargo, Paul. But there was a premium for Jamie Dimon, wasn't there, this time to try to get the subject changed from the London Whale back to the fact that I can make money for my investors?
Well, you know, I think the press and the politicians love to beat Jamie up on the London Whale, but investors really haven't done that. They've kind of like brushed it aside and said that's rearview mirror stuff that's moved forward, and they've been complacent. I think with the London Whale situation. So I don't think it's that big of a deal anymore for investors, but it does make interesting headlines with the politicians and media.
Is it banking as usual? I mean, I asked this of Charles Calamiris this morning with Columbia Business School. You think, Paul Miller, of 04, 05, 06. Are we anywhere in that vicinity of the way an income statement is generated for banks, or is this still a surreal world?
No, I mean, listen, you got the 10-year at 1.75. Rates are very low. There's a lot of pressure on these banks getting their net interest margin up. And I think as long as the Fed continues to try to stimulate the economy for lower rates, it's going to really play havoc with these balance sheets. I think they're doing a good job through other revenue sources. And J.P. Morgan has the broker-dealer, which really did very well this quarter and probably does well in the second quarter also. And mortgage banking is doing very, very well, but that's going to end at some point. So when, you know, 2-3 years out, you look, if the rates continue to be very low, it's going to be very rough for these banks to make money.
Well, you said something about J.P. Morgan backing off of the mortgage banking and lending, commercial lending business. At this point, are they really more of a trading house than a bank? Are they heading in that direction?
I think that's where the profits are right now. I mean, when you look at the ROEs on that broker deal is much better when the capital markets are wide open like they are, but they're not always open. I think banks, they're just going to continue to struggle with low rates, and given that low rates, they have to continue to downsize on the expense side.
Well, when you do that, when you put your chips on the casino of financial markets, you're going to have a lot more risk. So when they say that they have a return on equity of like 13%, when you adjust that for risk, where are they?
No, that's why we're market performer on the company. It's not that we dislike the company. We just think that their earnings are much more volatile. We much rather own a Wells Fargo, which is more bank-like, where their revenue sources are more a lot less volatile, and therefore we think garners a higher valuation.
Let me just note here, Tom, J.P. Morgan Chase trading down 0.8% right now. Wells Fargo down 1.7%.
Yeah, a little bit of a revenue miss there as well. Paul Miller, thank you so much.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7. 7 Eastern, in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.